And Malaysia is closely watching these developments. The country accounts for 13% of global chip testing and packaging. Now, Malaysia's tech dreams are pegged to American companies like NVIDIA, Intel, and Infineon. And who has invested billions of dollars into its economy? Melissa Goh is standing by live for us from Kuala Lumpur. Good morning, Mel. What can you tell us?
Hi. You know, the race is so exciting, but the fear is all around here, from the government to the industries to the people. And uppermost in the minds of many officials I spoke with, including senior ministers in Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim's government, is that a Trump 2.0 presidency, that is, if he wins, is going to usher in a period of greater uncertainty. Now, what he's going to do next is so unpredictable, they said. Therefore, it's going to be a lot harder to manage compared to, say, a Harris administration, they said. Now, Malaysia is one of the countries in Southeast Asia that's been maintaining trade surplus with the United States for years. In fact, it's selling more and more now to the US these days. Now, whether more Malaysian exports too will be subjected to more tariffs and other punitive measures, well, already we're seeing the solar panels from Malaysia being slapped with 9% import tariffs because they are made by essentially by Chinese companies that have moved their operation out of China into South Asia, into Malaysia, under the so-called China Plus One strategy to go around this U.S. trade restriction. Now, many of these companies had to scale back their production now. Some, like Jinko Solar, was forced to shut and move to other region in the Middle East. Now, increasingly, there are concerns here that similar restrictions and tariffs will be imposed on Malaysia's semiconductor, the chip industry. And this may affect the tech sector as a whole that's been attracting billions and billions of dollars of investment from the United States and from Europe, because they, too, are moving to Malaysia to diversify the risks amid intense U.S.-China rivalries. But not all in Prime Minister Anwar's administration are worried about it. Let's take a listen from Minister Anthony Look.
I think our relevant ministries, especially our MITI, are taking all the necessary steps to ensure that our market is not affected, our companies are not affected. But as you know, we have major U.S. companies based here in Malaysia that are re-exporting back to the U.S. on microchips, on semiconductors, E&E, and so forth. So I'm not that pessimistic about it.
No, others from the industry and from the think tanks that I spoke with, they cautioned that impending U.S. tariffs are likely to be fast and furious under a Trump administration if he wins, which will come at a very short notice. That's why the government, they said, must have contingency plans ready. Now, Prime Minister Anwar is not doing nothing, okay? He's been busy traveling. He's now in China and we're meeting President Xi. I will be going to Peru and Brazil next to talk to BRICS country to open doors and negotiate more market access. Now, Malaysia must diversify from traditional markets and strengthen intra-ASEAN trade that remains low, analysts said. Now, in fact, one of the key pillars when Malaysia takes over the ASEAN chairmanship next year is to try to build, facilitate an ASEAN regional supply chain, the semiconductor ecosystem, to increase local content from ASEAN member countries to try and overcome this increasing U.S. tariff barriers.
Okay, Mel, thank you very much for that update. To Melissa Goh with the latest from Kuala Lumpur.